Remain vigilant. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Biden is telling us, saying today we mark what he calls a tragic milestone, 1 million COVID deaths in the U.S.
It comes in a White House statement released hours before he convenes his second COVID-19 summit. According to Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. has lost 998,997 lives to COVID. The president is also expected to issue a proclamation ordering flags at the White House and federal buildings across the country to fly the flag at half staff until Monday to mark the 1 million deaths.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. North Korea has finally acknowledged COVID cases there after saying for 2 years the virus was kept out. The country's imposed a nationwide lockdown. North Korea also has launched 3 more missiles into the sea. The 16th test this year. Japan and South Korea believe they were ballistic missiles amid a nuclear and sanctions standoff between North Korea and the U.S. In Ukraine,
forces here continue to counterattack Russia near Kharkiv, which is Ukraine's second largest city. Ukraine reclaiming 5 villages there. And Russia has now reportedly withdrawn units from that city to reorganize, according to the British Defense Ministry.
Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv. This is Russia keeps bombarding Mariupol, still trying to defeat Ukrainian Marines, still hold up in the rough conditions inside a steel plant in that port city. Russia is not happy. Finland is on the brink of joining NATO, saying that will not help the stability and security of Europe. Finland has a long border with Russia, and its president and prime minister say they approve of joining the alliance, paving the way for membership. It's not a big wildfire, but it was destructive in Southern California near Laguna Hills, burning down about 20 multi-million dollar coastal homes.
And it is 0% contained, 195 acres right now, and of course only one day active. It started yesterday. The cause is unknown.
That's Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Democrats are not happy that an abortion vote in the Senate has fallen short.
3/5 of the senators duly chosen and sworn not having voted in the affirmative. The motion is not agreed to.
That's Vice President Harris after Democrats were unable to overcome a Republican filibuster on an attempt to make abortion rights legal nationwide following that leaked draft opinion from the Supreme Court showing justices ready to overturn the ruling that made abortion legal.
The Democrats' abortion access bill failed to win even a simple majority in the Senate, with West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin joining all 50 Senate Republicans in voting to block debate.
I'm pretty consistent where I've been and where I've always been and where I'll be. And I feel very strongly about that.
Manchin says he's pro-life, but would support legislation codifying abortion protections outlined in Roe v. Wade. He says the proposal from colleagues goes further. 2 Republicans, Maine's Susan Collins and Alaska's Lisa Murkowski, also say they support Roe, but argue the Democrats' proposal went too far and doesn't protect religious and moral objections. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now, stocks are falling overseas, and we're also seeing a decline in the futures on Wall Street. Dow futures down about 100 points. In the NBA playoffs, the Memphis Grizzlies stayed alive with a win last night, 134-95 over the Golden State Warriors, but the Warriors still lead the series 3-2. The Milwaukee Bucks, the defending NBA champs, went up 3 games to 2 with a 110-107 win over the Boston Celtics. On the ice, the New York Rangers stayed alive, beating the Pittsburgh Penguins in Game 5 of their NHL playoff series 5-3 to avoid elimination. Pittsburgh still up 3 games to 2. The Calgary Flames and the Florida Panthers also won and have 3-2 series leads in Round 1 in the NHL. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.